This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Harrison Smith. And I'm going to give the number out next segment and take your calls interspersed with breaking news and analysis. And I want to read next segment this Dr. Ron Paul article that's on Infowars.com about how we can stop the coming massive escalation of war with Russia. His headline is how we can stop the coming war with Russia. It's already begun, but that's my little spin on it, I guess you could call it. But I asked Harrison in this final little five-minute segment what he wanted to hit next, and that's the escalation in that war and some of the things that are developing on that front. But now the head of NATO said last night, as we've been telling you the last week or so, the Russian invasion or part two of their offensive has begun, and now NATO says that it's begun. You can see the activity on the ground and tell that clearly it was bigger than a new probative action. So I made that call, and now NATO has concurred with that. So in the time we have left, Harrison, where do you see the situation going?
Not anywhere good, because obviously if there's one thing we know about the elites in the Western countries, they don't just give up and admit that they're wrong about anything ever, even when it's obvious. And here they've, you know, spent all this money. They've dedicated all this time. They've really propped up Zelensky and acted as if, you know, if he loses, the world is over. They're not going to give up easily, and yet they are losing on all fronts, as far as I can tell. Russia seems to be about to mount a huge offensive. Recently, there were Russian jets that had to be escorted out of the Polish air zone by Dutch fighters. So they seem to be provoking their neighbors a little bit more. And there's even videos out of Ukraine where they're now shoving 16 and 17-year-olds into vans because they're running out of people, so they're having to lower the age limit.
Press gangs.
Press gangs. I mean, these are the rumors. Of course, we can't actually get any legitimate information out, so we have to go by the video.
Well, I've seen the footage. Just teenagers being grabbed by troops and thrown in the back of trucks.
While their mothers try to stop them, and the soldiers smack the women away and drag their sons off. And then there's even videos like of the young guys in trenches. You can just see they're nervous. They don't know how to hold a gun. I mean, they're being set up for slaughter. Even there was an Austrian general that admitted that there were NATO soldiers now in Ukraine, but they changed uniform. So, I mean, we're dealing with, like, false flag at the most basic level. NATO clearly, you know, plans on this war getting bigger. Apparently, Putin's strategy, as far as I've heard, is he wants this war to go on for as long as possible because he knows that the Western people are getting sick of it, and they are. In fact, there's a massive rally in France yesterday. They burned a NATO flag and were infuriated at the fact that France is still sending weapons into Ukraine. So the public support for this war is waning, and I think Putin knows that, and knows that if he can just, you know, keep it going for a little longer, or even, you know, go even harder in the next little while, it's going to be the people of the West that will demand that our leaders pull us out of this and stop this folly before it gets to a nuclear level.
Absolutely. And my big concern is what we saw a few months ago we forget about. Zelensky fires a couple of missiles into Poland, instantly blames Russia, says, we need nukes, nuke Russia. John Penn says, nuke, 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 it's so liberal. End of the world, so trendy, so fun, so loving, so anti-war. And then a day later, they go, okay, it was actually Ukrainian missiles.
Right. Well, and they got caught because it just so happened that a independent journalist was the first on the scene and was able to take pictures of the missile. If that hadn't happened, you know, they would have swooped in, classified everything, and said, yep, it was Russia. But luckily, they got some of those photos out. So,
and that's really what's got the globalists in checkmate, is they can censor all the Patriot people that are awake. But just random folks are shooting footage of stuff now, and it never fits in with the official narrative. Or like when they were trying to stage false flags 6-7 years ago in Syria, the Islamics firing the chemical weapons, the chlorine bombs, to cross Obama's red line that, you know, he would send in troops if Syria used chemical weapons. They still wanted the bonus money they'd get from the jihad groups, so they kept videotaping themselves screaming Allah Akbar and firing the chemicals.
Right, right.
So it just kept coming out.
It's completely absurd. So, yeah, things are clearly getting to a very dangerous place, and if there's one thing we know about The New World Order is they aren't going to give up anytime soon, and they'll push you to global suicide if it means they think they'll get their way.
So it's the unstoppable force encounters the immovable object. Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Infowars.com/show, and stations across the country. Be sure and follow Harrison Smith and listen to his show. It's amazing. We'll come back and talk more about how to stop World War III. Thanks, Harrison.
Thank you very much. Call in.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are a planet in crisis. There are three major power blocks: the Anglo-American globalist technocracy, the Russians, and the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms are a project of the New World Order. We're allied with them, but have now split with them at many levels, but still have their agents and operatives here in the United States and are contending for total power. Russia is the third power, but weak comparatively to the Anglo-American establishment, and weak when it comes to their propaganda and industrial reach of China, but not weak in landmass or their population with the arguably largest nuclear weapons arsenal in the world. And so, as I told you last week, and I said again yesterday, the Russian offensive that has been promised on or around the anniversary of the war starting on the 24th of 2022 has already begun. Guys, I forgot to get some more water. Do me a favor and bring me another water.
Thanks.
Now, continuing here, I want to play a clip before I get into Ron Paul's letter warning the world about the situation. I want to play a chilling clip that I played last hour. I don't normally play clips, as you know, twice in a show, but this one is so insane that I really want to open the phones up on this subject and the World War III situation and the balloons and the economy and where all this is going. That is a huge, huge, huge area to get into, but I hope callers will restrict themselves to that. But I want to play this clip. And when I saw this clip this morning, it reminded me of so many other things that generals of the Pentagon have said about how they're in charge and they run America. So here's Kirby talking about the balloons and the past administration.
But we were able to determine that China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it. We tracked it. And we have been carefully studying it to learn as much as we can. We know that these PRC surveillance balloons have crossed over dozens of countries on multiple continents around the world, including some of our closest allies and partners. We assessed that at this time, these balloons have provided limited additive capabilities to the PRC's other intelligence platforms used over the United States. But in the future, if the PRC continues to advance this technology, it certainly could become more valuable to them.
Now, what that is...
But we were able to determine that China has a high-altitude balloon program for intelligence collection that's connected to the People's Liberation Army. It was operating during the previous administration, but they did not detect it. We detected it.
Okay, so what he's saying there, and it's important to play that twice in a row, is what we know came out last week. There were balloons, and the Pentagon, Mad Dog Mattis, and Critical Race Theory, Milley, and the rest of them decided not to tell Trump, and they admitted that last week. And now Kirby is repeating that here today. And what they're saying is these presidents are puppets. We run things. We make the decisions. And remember Milley, I mean, we can pull this up. Milley told Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, don't worry about Trump and the nuclear codes. I'm in control of the codes, not Trump. So he's the president. And we've seen countless other statements by them saying, don't worry about what Trump does. We've got Trump under our control. And all the admissions that they would not follow Trump's orders, or they would take orders he gave, or even executive orders, and not file them and throw them in the trash. So whether you love Trump or whether you hate Trump, the point is you did not elect General Milley or General Mattis or General Kelly or any of these people to do this. And now they only decided to tell you about the balloons as a political distraction for Nord Stream 2 and to embarrass Biden, knowing he's a Chi-Com agent and that he wouldn't want to shoot it down. So all of this is completely transparent. And the Pentagon admits they ran the PSYOP and the surveillance and the censorship of the American people during the COVID rollout and during the poison shots. And then they targeted our military with the garbage and purged them with critical race theory and transgenderism and making officers in the Army wear red high heels. All of this is to demoralize and destroy our human military and force us onto drones and robots. This is a scientific, technological elite that Eisenhower warned us about in control of our military-industrial complex. There have been many award-winning films made about Eisenhower's speech. Whole films based on it. And films about Robert McNamara and the rest of it. But they never show the clip from the 21-minute speech where he says a technological elite is already in control of almost all of our science and systems and can use that to control the public and keep people in the dark and consolidate power. And this group is in control of the military-industrial complex. And they pose the greatest threat to America. Now, that's the former head of the Allies in World War II, two-term president, whole nine yards, in his farewell address telling you there's a deep state that's out of control that thinks it runs this country. And then his successor, John F. Kennedy, was then assassinated just 3 years later in Dallas, Texas, getting his head blown off by henchmen of that very organization and that very conglomerate and that very multinational New World Order group. And now that group has slowly gotten us into a war with Russia and is now picking up the pace, up the ladder of threat, up the ladder of violence, into full-on nuclear war. And they just hit the public with a deadly engineered bioweapon through the shots. That's who runs our military, is the technological elite that have broken away from government, broken away from corporations, broken away from the population. Their religion is transhumanism. Their goal for us is depopulation. They are the priest class. We are the slaves. And they are simply clearing out what they see as an infestation from their planet. And if we sit here and only care about the NFL or Netflix or play along with all their distractions, they will destroy us. I want to open the phones up on Kirby's statement, on Milley's statements, on Mattis's statements, on Kelly's statements, because it shows you that, forget Trump, That same bureaucracy is telling you, is exercising the power to say they're in charge. I remember 6-7 years ago, Bloomberg had a headline, elites meet at Davos and decide to replace governments with themselves, and that, quote, headline, technocrats needed to run governments, and that politicians and leaders are just vestigial or ceremonial. And on the World Economic Forum's own website, they say, we want to capture democracies so that the voters have no power. That's what they're doing. And they're bringing illegal aliens who don't know what's going on and then letting them vote, which is another way to get around voting. So that's the reality. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. If you're a long-time caller, first-time caller, agree, disagree, I want to talk about the military-industrial complex, the technological elite that controls it, World War III, the Russian invasion that NATO admits has now begun, part two, the massive offensive. My prediction came exactly true. And where you see all this going, the train derailment, the economy, I'm going to get into all the latest on the COVID poison rollout, new viruses they've got ready, so much more straight ahead on this very important Tuesday, February 14th, 2023 transmission. Please let everybody you know, tune in now. That's how we override the censors.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Incredible news. I've gone through three stacks. I've got more than 10 stacks left and a lot of breaking news coming in. As it breaks, we'll be covering it here, but I want to take your phone calls. They're always informative and thought-provoking. We're going to move quickly through your calls. We're going to go to Texas first and talk to John. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
One thing this Ukrainian war is doing is basically draining us of all of our oil, and it's draining us of all of our munitions, our conventional munitions for our military. And the same with NATO, they're losing all the conventional military munitions. And I don't know, both Vladimir Putin. I mean, I've read that he's good friends with Henry Kissinger. He was a member of Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, and he very rarely missed a meeting at Davos. And so is this part of a bigger plan, or is he really turned on him and he's fighting, or what?
I mean, I know he's been in the Davos group because that's one of the main centers of power. But I think legitimately China has split with the globalists at a certain level, and I think Russia really has split with them just in the policies. I don't lionize Putin. I don't think he's the hero here. But the globalists, I believe, are the ones that started this war and have been pushing it all along. And they're the ones that run our country and are attacking us and running us in the ground. And they're the ones that want to use a war like this to have a pretext to economically squeeze the American people. And so you look at Biden draining the strategic oil reserve and giving it to China. And so with friends like that, you don't need enemies. What do you think?
Yeah, he's doing his share to try and put us in harm's way. But one thing I do know, just from history, that the fact that what Vladimir Putin's lost in the Ukraine is nothing. It's about what they lost in the first couple of weeks of Operation Barbarossa. It's nothing. They said, oh, Russia's going to lose the war. Well, hey, that's nothing compared to what they lost in World War II, 29 million.
Yeah, it was a little over 20 million in Russia and 20 million in Germany. And the Germans won during the first year of Barbarossa, but then stopped at Stalingrad, and that became the main focal point of the war. And then about a year later, collapsed, and then there was the retreat back to Germany that took quite a while. And then, of course, you have the fall of Berlin and Hitler. I appreciate your call. Let's go to another caller on the same subject. Let's talk to Matt in Indiana. Matt, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. 24-year military veteran whose career just culminated this last summer working for the chairman. What I really wanted to talk about is what John Kelly, or I'm sorry, Kilby's announcement indicated to me, and that's exactly what our founding fathers feared when the country was standing up, and that's the politicalization of the military. You can see the military starting to align its allegiance with the political party instead of safeguarding the country from, enemies foreign and domestic. And I think
sure. And just as we have the Justice Department captured by the Democrats, now the Pentagon's going fully under them.
It is, Alex, and it's troubling to see. I served underneath the chairman. I worked down in the basement of the Pentagon. I'll leave it at that for several years. But worked underneath the Trump administration as well, the Biden administration, and saw how the DOD worked with the administrations. And it was a stark contrast in how we would, keep the White House sit room in particular informed, even conversations with the Security Council. It was just, again, stark contrast. And it's sad to see. I thought maybe it was just my, parochial perspective working down there. But once I've gotten out of the military and seeing how DOD interacts with the media, it's even worse than what I thought.
So you're saying it's fair to say that when you were in the Pentagon, obviously working in an area directly liaisoning with the White House, you saw channels being controlled versus being carefully coordinated once Biden got in?
Yeah, well, let me share an anecdote with you, Alex. And this is first person. This isn't hearsay. This was me working down there and being directed for some of this stuff. So first I want to say that I witnessed a personal physical embrace between Susan Rice and the chairman, which really caught me off guard. And that was during a Biden administration rehearsal for the inauguration. And that one caught me off guard. So there was some that kind of foreshadowed what the relationship was going to be. Now, underneath the Trump administration, we were restricted from passing any information to the sit room of the Security Council directly, and it had to go through the Secretariat side, so, through the SecDef side. No direct DOD contact with the sit room or the Security Council. Now, once the Biden administration came in, we were actually crafting documents at the secret, no foreign level that were highlighting, Operation 72 Hours Out and sharing those firsthand with the administration. And it was, again, that is completely conflicts with how we were handling underneath the Trump administration.
So they weren't telling Trump about operations, but they are telling Biden. I remember Trump complaining that he started having to keep operations secret and compartmentalizing when he wanted to launch something because the word was it was getting sabotaged.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go as far as to say sabotage, but I would certainly say that they were restricted to information. I would go as far
as... Well, isn't that a way to sabotage the president if he's not being given information?
Alex, that's not for me to go to that level, but that could be a perspective, yes.
Well, you sound like a guy who knows what he's talking about. Please enlighten us with more information, sir.
Well, I do want to say to all the listeners out there, so, at the 06, at the colonel or Navy captain level and below, I think by and large, they're patriots and they deeply care about the country. I think there is somewhat of a struggle over information and understanding what the truth is, and people want to deeply believe into their, believe in the country and their leadership. But once you start getting above that captain, colonel, the 06 level, they start to chase that ring of power. I kind of liken it to the ring of power, and it's that they start to get a little bit corrupted, not all of them. But there's a significant percentage, I think, that very much wants to please their political masters instead of serving the country that they pledged allegiance to.
Matt, you're a really informative caller. We've got to go to break, but do 2 minutes with me more on the other side, because I've got a few other questions. I don't want you to be able to talk about anything else that's obviously not secret or classified when we come back. But think about this for a moment. I mentioned a few examples of publicly where they brag, don't worry, we're not telling Trump, we got him under our control. I know that violates a whole bunch of laws, but where do you see that type of breaking away of the military into a political body? How do you see that ending, or how could Congress, or who is the group to try to reverse that in government? Or is just public knowledge about it going to be enough? We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot of great callers already. I can't imagine how amazing the others will be. Matt works in the basement of the Pentagon directly with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, so he can specifically speak to what they're admitting, that they're kind of their own group, allied with the Democrats now more and more. And they're now admitting that, I guess just normalizing it, with the permanent bureaucracy really setting up a form of bureaucratic elitist dictatorship. Just like Chuckie Schumer said, the intelligence agencies have 7 ways to Sunday or 6 ways from Sunday to get back at Trump. Just any other points you'd like to add, and then any ideas on how we can peacefully expose this and get back control of the military-industrial complex from the deep state scientific technological elite that President Eisenhower warned us of.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, Alex, thank you for that. Now, so it's tough to tough to see us wrangling control back for the military-industrial complex, but my points are more centered on the actual military itself. And I think, further downstream, maybe that'll help influence the military-industrial complex. But my big concern is the military, and that gets after the heart of kind of what John Kilby is alluding to publicly or nationally, within the media. I think there's two key components to this mitigating strategy of this politicalization of the military. And again, that goes back to the founding fathers of this, their reluctance for this large standing army, because they thought, there was going to be some type of corruption or politicalization. And here we are, unfortunately. The two key components I'm talking about, the first one is congressional oversight. And I think we're starting to head down that path already. Of course, we know that all the senior military leaders are all, they go through confirmation hearings. So I think, electing the right reps and senators, I think are key. Of course, your audience is already pushing for that anyway. So nothing new there. The second key component of this, and I think it's the most important, really in this country for every issue, and that is public awareness and public action. Because don't forget who puts those Congress people in office. And then also something that the military has been wielding, it has been their sort of power is positive public opinion. Well, now it's the sword of Damocles hanging over their head, because that may very well be the thing that brings them down, is the public dissension, as we're really watching the politicalization of the military.
Well, that was my next question for you, and I know you've got to go, and I get other callers, but I'm glad you called. Fascinating stuff, sir. We appreciate your service to what's left of the Republic. You're still serving the Republic, speaking out today as a citizen. You're right in doing to do so. Look at the critical race theory. Look at the transgenderism. Look at all the wokeism. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know that would kill recruiting and drive out the best men and women. It's now done that. I know so many great people that have been in 10, 20, 25 years that got out. When they saw this, they just couldn't handle it. Well, I kind of wish they would have stayed. I get why they left, but now they've only got their people that they want. They can continue the purge. A, do you agree we've been seeing a type of purge of real Americans that actually know what's going on out of the military, like we've seen in academia and media and everywhere else? And B, how do we paradoxically keep good people in the military when we can't blame them for leaving because it's become so globalist?
Yeah, so I've struggled with that, Alex, for years. So I saw almost kind of like a sabotage of people, of patriots, and I think the culture that they're creating in the military now really isn't this. I wouldn't call it. It's not servant, but I think it's. They're creating bins of people. This, this ideology. This is the gay group. This is the black group. This is the Asian group. This is the white group. It's
we're not Americans that have a code and something we stand for. Now we're part of an ideology that the Democrats control.
Right. So they create those fragments in the military community, and then they start labeling things, I've been in trouble. I've been called into the, my commanding officer's office one time because I had talked about, seeking Christ as a way to stop so much suicide in the military. I actually got called into my boss's office because I said that, and I was like, this is insane. Pro-life people actually on that, the latest round of briefings that we received were violent extremists. There we go. So a pro-life group would be a violent extremist.
Well, we just saw the Justice Department secret memo saying the main domestic threat, and they say the main threat is our own people, which is a lie, is the conservative, traditional Catholics. And so here's a clip from a year ago with a young woman in the military, I guess it's the Army, talking about how she's spoiling for a fight with the American people. Here's the clip.
I'm understand that if active-duty military actually get deployed within the United States, that weapon is not just pointed at other people, other countries. It's pointed at you. If you do not get in your house when I tell you to, you become the enemy. Martial law.
And that's not taken out of context. It's like a five-minute clip. There's a boil down. You probably saw that, Matt. But I see a lady like that as the problem, or Swalwell, saying we'll use nukes on American gun owners. And we see statements about Biden about using F-18s on the American people. I mean, they're really pushing a culture of a government and a military and a Justice Department that occupies America. That seems to me like the quickest way to turn the people against the government.
It is, Alex. It is. But what they're doing is anyone who would really identify or empathize with public America, to your point, seems to be being pushed out of the military. And then if you look at, you'd mentioned the military-industrial complex. Look where all of the money in research and development, science and technology is going into right now. It's going into automation. You know, the military is looking at mass. How do we do this mosaic warfare? It's effectively going back to, you know, just creating mass. It's not going to be with people, is it? Right? Because we can't even meet our recruiting.
Sure. So they deliberately sabotage the human military that's so much better than just a pure machine military from so many aspects, because the machines will follow illegal orders. That's one reason globalists want it. So they're just deliberately spiking the former human weapon, spiking the cannon. The age of humans is over, and they're just beginning the demoralization and breakup of the human military.
Alex, it breaks my heart to admit that, but that's the only logical reason I can see for this.
Wow, powerful, Matt. Anytime you can get through, we love it. We won't share your number with anybody. We'll probably lose it and never even call you. But we like to get particularly smart callers on again sometimes. So I'm going to put you on hold. If you'd like to give us your number, we'd love to have you back on as somebody to give us your view on the situation. Because I've not been in the military, but I've been studying it for 30 years. This is interesting. And I can tell you that guy knows what he's talking about. Now, I don't normally spend 15 minutes with a caller, but we had to. Speaking of another caller who's been calling in for 15 years or so, Carlos in Canada seems really smart. He gave us his curricula vitae. He's a very well-known guy in Canada. He's done a lot of things in government and corporations, and he's gone public with his name here before. He got in on the line, but I can't do 15 minutes with him, even though he's a great caller, because I've got to get to everybody else as promised, because who knows what other incredible callers are waiting there, lurking lovingly on the phone lines. We'll go to break, come back. Please remember, we're funded by you. We sell things that will help you. So you like them and you buy from us again, so we can collectively promote freedom together. But I can't do it without you. We have great products, and our amazing prebiotic fiber that's been sold out for a year or more is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's got all these berry concentrates without the sugar that are known for incredible immune system, for regularity, for gut health, and for helping grow good bacteria in your gut. Organic cranberry fruit fiber, organic blueberry fruit fiber. You know about blueberries, folks. They're the best. Organic flaxseed, organic apple fruit fiber, organic acacia fiber, and more. Probiotic fiber, 40% off, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want good, clean nootropics, BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus, two different powerful nootropics, are both 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. We'll go to break, and I'm going to come right back with your phone calls on the other side. Please tell your friends and family and neighbors and strangers. Tune in now. This is an InfoWar.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Continue with your very informative phone calls here in about 30 seconds. But I want to make this really chilling point. The last caller and I were just discussing the slow motion cultural political coup over all of America's institutions directed by the scientific technocrats. And they are busy and they're very close to controlling the U.S. military right now. And they've adopted the mission that the main enemy is the American people. And that needs to be held in high contempt. That needs to be exposed in Congress, exposed in the media, exposed by us. And we need to rally behind those that are exposing this criminal activity. But this is a coup, a globalist bureaucratic coup. And so you talk about who's really powerful. The Davos Group is the spokesman or PR firm of these people, one of them. But the real power is the U.S. bureaucracy and the military that we paid for, now being used against us, and we just have to be honest about that. Carlos in Canada wants to talk about the same subject. Carlos, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Alex. I was reminded hearing the great call you just had of I think President Truman was not supposed to win. They even thought that Dewey was going to be the next president, and it was newspaper printed or something to be released. The same thing happened when Trump was not supposed to win the presidency in 2016, and they had a magazine ready for Hillary Clinton to be president. The fact is that it's worthy of Seymour Hersh to actually write a book on this, because the betrayal of the presidency by the Republican Party and the Democratic Party was almost a collusion between these two powers who didn't want this man, President Trump, elected by the majority of the people, to be president. And therefore you had a long story, but you know, Nancy Pelosi tearing up a speech after at the State of the Union address. I mean, how disrespectful is that? And you had all of the information from Senator McCain saying, oh, don't give him any intelligence. Don't keep him in the dark, you know, like a mushroom, you know, feed him, garbage. And he was being essentially, even in the CIA during the assassination or the killing of Soleimani in Iran, which could have been a cause of belly, a cause for world war, and the CIA, Pompeo, kept him pretty well, you know, part of the outside. And the brother of the prince of Saudi Arabia shows up in the White House to tell the president of the United States, unannounced, here I am, we got to stop this because we're at the edge of war. I mean, the president of the United States was literally left aside. And at the end, obviously, disrespectfully, all the way to January the 6th. Now, what am I going to tell you? This is very, very sad because you've got to examine the democratic process in the United States at the highest levels. How can the Supreme Court come to a decision when you've got the Senate and the Congress conspiring against the president?
And remember what Biden just said last year when the Supreme Court overturned all their greenhouse gas garbage, banning coal plants to only put out carbon dioxide. He just said, we're going to ignore that. And they said, we're probably going to ignore the Roe v. Wade. But since you mentioned the Dewey Beats Truman famous newspaper headline the crew found to put on screen. They did the same thing again, as you mentioned, 2016. They'd already pre-printed hundreds of thousands of Newsweeks saying Hillary Clinton has won the presidency, her historic march to the White House, and how she won the White House. These people are not all powerful, is the point, and especially when they're identified.
Exactly, and how they Photoshop the attendance to Hillary's rallies, etc. I mean, it was like the media was compliant and so on with it. Look, it's very, very serious. We have to remember it goes all the way back correctly to JF Kennedy. It goes all the way back before that.
You're absolutely right, sir, and I appreciate your call. And even if the deep state at that time had its reasons to kill Kennedy, I don't agree with it, they become a permanent imperium and become more and more corrupt. And you've seen that. And they're using leftist ideology as a weapon to destroy the country. Yeah, get woke, go broke. Well, a country gets woke, it goes broke. That's the plan, so they can consolidate power. Jewel in Ohio, thank you for calling on the situation in Ohio with the Palestine-Ohio derailment. What's your view on that?
Hi, Alex. I grew up in East Palestine, and I currently live just about 40 miles west, but my parents still live there. My father was in the evacuation zone, and the EPA, the railroad, everybody is lying about what's really going on in that town. So,
What's your view on what's really going on?
My view is that it's extremely unsafe. The EPA is going around testing houses, saying that everything is safe. However, independent testing is coming back with higher levels.
Yeah, just like with Fukushima, just like with Chernobyl, just like with 9/11. They lied to us as a default position.
Correct. And then they said that they only needed to evacuate 1 mile, and they did that based on a different chemical. People are confusing, like, the PVC with vinyl chloride, and they did it within 1 mile driving instead of as the crow flies.
Incredible. It's just an excuse to get people away from it.
It is. And, I mean, I have friends that have fifth-generation farms, and they have film coming up on top of their ponds on their where their cattle and their horses drink. Animals are dying all over the place. All the fish in our creeks are dead. It's just, I'm heartsick.
I'm really sorry
terrible.
This has happened, and Buttigieg is up giving speeches laughing. I think he should be removed.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a train wreck himself.
Do they even know how the derailment happened?
So there is some security footage from a few towns over where you can see the axles of the train were already on fire at least 20 miles away from East Palestine.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing the media say. I just wanted to know if you had some other information. I'm so sorry for what's happened, but we're all in this together. God bless you, Jewel. Another caller, Chad in Ohio, on the same subject. Chad, give us your view.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
I just really freaked out. I got four children. I live on this planet with you, and it's just we got crazy people running things.
That's true. Before I get to Ohio, I just want to say, you know, talking about, you know, politicians and this new world order, it's not to take the power away from any one person. It's to take the power away from us as God-fearing individuals. They want to take your soul. They don't care about your vote. They don't care about who's in the White House. They want your mind. They want your soul. They want you to live in fear, and they want you to be so afraid that you'll follow by anything else they say. And that's not, and everything else, it doesn't matter who's in what office. Trump was great, but they still tried to do the same things when he was in there. And the games will always continue. Was it trust in one thing, trust in the Lord, and that's all you can do.
I 100% agree with you.
So, but moving on to Ohio, I just moved to Ohio from New York City about 2 years ago. I live about 45 miles away from due west from Palestine. And I have two young children, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit worried. I know that I have guys covering over my family, but any type of, like, recommendations for precautions, what you to look out for, because we're getting...
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, if you're downwind from this, I would think it would be smart to leave for a couple months if you've got family where you can go. You know, God protects us, but God gives us a brain to use. And then I would go off local groups for testing the food and water. Unfortunately, it's winter, which is fortunately, but unfortunately throughout the summer, you probably won't be able to trust a lot of the produce that's downwind for this for a while. Let it be thrown out. And I think it's up for farmers to be conscientious and admit that there should be a fund established and government direction to get rid of it. But, of course, the government instead is telling you it's all safe and wonderful and, you know, go ahead and eat the food. So that's my recommendation. God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your great point about they want our souls. They want our souls. There's a song we used to play. I haven't heard it in years. Forget who does it, but it's like, they want your soul, or we want your soul. Get a car. Get a loan. Get a such and such. I mean, we have to find that song if you can't. I want to play it coming in at 6 after next hour. David in Ohio. Got about a minute and a half. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Retired railroad individual. What's your view on this?
Hey, Alex. Got a good connection now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. First off, as for the infrastructure, I want to remind everybody that the railroads are fully responsible for all of their infrastructure, the equipment, the roadbed, the ties, the rails. It's not tax money. So infrastructure stuff, yeah, I guess they give some stuff for Amtrak, but basically all the stuff is the responsibility of the railroad. Now, I'm kind of leaning towards the sabotage. I never worked for Norfolk Southern, but as railroads go. Now,
hold on, don't hang up, David. This is too important to call. Stay there. We know Antifa and the left have been sabotaging infrastructure. I want to hear from your expert point of view why that's the case. Don't hang up. It's only a two-minute break. We'll come right back to David, retired railroader, on the other side. Then we'll continue with all the other calls on a bunch of other subjects in the order they received. James in Oklahoma, Jeff in South Carolina, Max in Wisconsin, Bart in Georgia, and everybody else in the order your calls are received, from the UFO shootdowns to war with Russia to all the rest of the garbage going on to our mainstream media promoting suicide for children. It's all coming up next hour, and we have a special guest who's been brought up in these congressional hearings about big tech spying and censorship popping in as well. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.